Good morning, everyone. I'm just delighted that you're here and available for the Amazon Echo as a VRT. And before we get started, I would like to suggest, if anyone has that wonderful assistant in the background, to turn it off or at least turn the volume down, because she or he, as the case may be, will be in the way the whole presentation, because we're going to be using the wake word periodically. So go ahead and turn that off if you haven't already done so. And also, if you need something on the screen other than myself, I suggest that you look below the video and you'll find the handout in the resources tab. You can just pull that up and follow along with it. I usually get sidetracked pretty quickly, so I don't know how useful it will be for you. But in the meantime, I'd like to get us started with a nice little video that will kind of give everybody an opportunity to see how handy the Amazon Echo can be for some of our clients. And so let's see if I have some luck with this.
The new Amazon Echo has everyone asking Alexa for help.
Alexa, what time is it? What the hell is wrong with this blasted thing? Amanda!
But the latest technology isn't always easy to use for people of a certain age.
These kids done bought me a busted machine again.
That's why Amazon partnered with AARP to present the new Amazon Echo Silver, the only smart speaker device designed specifically to be used by the greatest generation. It's super loud and responds to any name even remotely close to Alexa, so they can find out the weather.
Allegra, what is the weather outside?
It is 74 degrees and sunny.
Huh?
It is 74 degrees and sunny.
Where?
Outside.
What about it?
The temperature outside is 74 degrees and sunny.
I don't know about that.
The latest in sports.
Clarissa, how many did old Satchel strike out last night?
Satchel Paige died in 1982.
How many did he get?
Satchel Paige is dead.
He what now?
Died.
Who did?
Satchel Paige.
Oh. I don't know about that.
Even local news and pop culture.
Anita, what them boys up to across the street?
They are just playing.
They what now?
They are just playing.
You say they just playing now?
Yes, they are just playing.
I don't know about that.
Pair it to smart devices like your thermostat.
Alessandra, turn the heat up.
The room is already 100 degrees.
Are you trying to kill me, Alizé?
The new Amazon Echo Silver plays all the music they loved when they were young.
Angela, play black jazz.
Playing jazz.
It also has a quick scan feature to help them find things.
Emilia, where did I put the phone?
The phone is in your right hand.
And it has an feature for long rambling stories.
So then I gave him $5, and he said I only gave him $1.
Uh-huh.
I said, I know I gave you a $5.
Uh-huh.
Because I only had a $5 and a $1 only.
Uh-huh.
And this is the $1 right here.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, you tell me who's crazy.
Amazon Echo Silver. Get yours today. I said get yours today.
To order Amazon Echo Silver, send a check or money order to Amazon.com right now.
Okay, well, I hope everyone enjoyed that as much as I did. I've heard that several times, and it always reminds me of just how useful this device can be to some of our clients. That said, I find that I too often have trouble hearing the Amazon Echo, and she from time to time has difficulty understanding me as well. Before we get too much further along, I'd like to suggest a poll, and I believe that you'll need to click on a poll tab to participate. And this pretty simple survey, I'm just trying to find out approximately how many or what percentage of you in the audience is currently using the Amazon Echo with clients. And it's just a simple yes or no, and Lori's just going to hopefully push that out to you. And while that's happening, if you would open your chat for those of you who are using the Amazon Echo, and just give me the briefest of descriptions. You know, what are you using it for? What kind of daily living activities are you encouraging people to use the Amazon Echo for? So while that's happening, I'm just going to cover a couple of the basics that I think are handy to know about if you're not already aware of them. And we'll kind of come back.
I'm just going to interrupt you really quick. It's Lori, and I am moderating. And I just wanted everybody to know that when they click on the question and answer and polls right next to the chat part is where that poll is going to pop up. And instead of a yes and no, and then going back over to the chat to give us all of your answers, you can write them right into the poll. So it's an open-ended question, and it says, are you using the Amazon Echo with consumers and for what? So you can just add everything right into that poll question.
Oh, that makes it so much easier. Thank you, Lori. I appreciate that.
All right.
Awesome.
The other thing I wanted to mention is that we had a lot of people in the chat who really enjoyed the video that you just showed and made a lot of comments about it being funny. So
it is funny. It's a great icebreaker. There's no question about it. Thank you. And thank you all for sharing that. I'm glad you enjoyed it. While that's going on, I just want to cover some of the basics. And here are, these are just a few of the things that you need to know if you're going to be using the Amazon Echo with a client. The first thing is that we want to make sure that there's Wi-Fi in the home, because that's exactly how the whole thing works, is with Wi-Fi. This is great. I've already lost my place. I just love it. The second thing that we want to know is that we need to know is the client has to have an Amazon account. That's not a big deal. Don't panic. They just need to have an email address, and it's a freebie, and it's actually something you could probably set up for them if you want. Do not use your account. It's just a suggestion with the client. Create an account for them. And there's some great privacy reasons for that, which I'll cover later if I can remember to get to it. Then there's the initial setup. Now, what I found is a lot of folks were interested in the Amazon Echo who were not computer users, nor were they smartphone users or tablet users, or maybe they were in the past, but you know, a recent vision loss has made all that stuff really difficult. So, you know, you may need to round up a family member or a friend. And again, privacy is a little bit of an issue here. So it needs to be someone who's trusted and have them set that up. And by the way, you can set it up on a computer. You don't need the Alexa app. You can use alexa.amazon.com right on the computer and go ahead and get that set up. One of the big advantages that I find, aside from the voice commands with the Amazon Echo, is that they're relatively inexpensive. I'm not going to cover all the models because there's a bunch of models these days. Some of them even have screens. We're just going to be talking about the ones that have no screens. But you know, it starts with the least expensive model is the Amazon Echo Dot. And that's now in the fourth generation. And I see them new for like $39. But, you know, around the holidays, they all come down to about $25, or you get three for 50 or something. Look around. The great thing is the entry price is right around $25 for these things. And third generation, it doesn't really matter. You can go, if you can get one of those cheaper, if price is a problem, that's terrific. The standard size Echo is still $99. And again, I just saw one for $59.99. So those are relatively inexpensive. And the towards at the top of the list, we have something called the Echo Studio, and that's $199. So these things are all relatively inexpensive to get into. So now I'm kind of dying to know what we had for our poll responses. Just kind of curious, like percentage of how many folks are using the Amazon Echo already and for what? Lori?
All right. Since I had done the poll as an open-ended so that they could put everything into one, it doesn't actually give me a percentage, but we
had okay. People. Ballpark it.
We had 24 people that had done the poll, and it looks like we might have more no's than yeses.
Oh, no kidding. Okay.
For those that said yes, they did give us quite a few ideas of what they were using it for. So actually, I'm going to actually go back on that, and I'm going to say that we have about half and half.
Okay, terrific.
Yeah, so do you want me to go through what people are using it for?
Yeah, you could just, you know, kind of some of the highlights. I'm just kind of curious to see, and I'd like to share with other people how they're being used out in the field.
Yeah, no problem. All right, so somebody has a 20-year-old totally blind student or client, I guess I should say, who uses her Alexa to play her music, playing games, phone calls, intercom with the family, mm-hmm. home controls such as lights and searching for information. That person's doing a lot with theirs. That's great.
Yeah.
To help them access news and use smart devices such as certain home lighting, weather, music, recipes, and games. Weather, sports, scores, making phone calls, weather, Audible.
Yeah.
Google Home, time, podcasts. Some have clients that are using them, but they don't have one themselves. And I have actually a funny story that I didn't write it in the chat, but I do have a funny story about an Amazon Echo, and I work with children, and I have a fourth grade student who over the summer started calling me on my cell phone, and I couldn't figure out why his dad kept calling me because his dad usually texts me and he doesn't call me. So one day I answered the phone and it was a little voice on the other end, and I was like, and a little giggling, and I hung up because they weren't responding. They called back again, finally figured out it was my student. And I said, well, what are you doing? And he said, well, I'm using my Amazon Echo to call you. And I'm like, okay. And he said, oh, yeah, I can call anybody in dad's phone with my Amazon Echo. I'm like, okay. And he said, yeah, I'm bored. Can you read my story? So I was excited to come to this session actually to learn a little bit more about what functional things I can teach the student to be doing.
Well, you know, you have brought up one of the wonderful privacy issues that I was talking about in terms of, you know, using a trusted friend or family member, because apparently, you know, dad had set this up for his child, and now they have all of dad's contacts available yes. to them on their Amazon Echo. And it's just, you know, it's just one of those things to be mindful of and cautious of.
And I think the bad part was, I don't think the dad knew.
Of course he didn't.
He texted dad that morning and said, oh, you called me last night. Did you need something? And it was an 11 o'clock phone call when he called me.
Oh, my.
Huh. He's like, I didn't call you. And he's like, I see anything in my phone that I called you. I'm like, really? So he didn't even know that it was happening. So,
well, as we can see, there are a wide variety of daily living activities that can be done with the Amazon Echo. And, you know, frankly, one of the ones that the people really aren't often aware of is that you can set it up to make a phone call. And for people who are having difficulty using their phones, I mean, this can be a real plus, because you can do it using a voice command, and you just give the phone number out, or if it's a contact that's actually in the device that you use to set it up. So, it can be pretty handy. So were there any other ones that were kind of
outstanding? Yeah, there's a couple more. Some of the classrooms to use it for reminders. Reminders for appointments, alarms to wake up.
Yeah.
How to ask various questions to get information, like the best way to ask. Preferred music in a student's classroom. And that they've used it for spelling. Ooh, that's a great
idea. Oh, yeah. Great.
looking up recipes and playing music and radio stations.
Oh, that's terrific. And the radio stations is one that we're going to kind of cover in a little bit. So that's awesome.
Yeah. So we have some really great, great ideas.
Well, you know, that's terrific. Because really everyone has pretty much covered some of the ones that, you know, I was including in my list of daily living activities. And, you know, here's my list. These are not really, I'm not going to cover these a whole lot in depth. I'm going to move on to like newspapers, podcasts, and that sort of thing. But, you know, I had listed, it's a great dictionary, recipes, timers. I use the timer constantly, all the time, for all kinds of stuff, because you just shout across the room, hey, set a timer for 5 minutes or whatever. Appliances. Somebody mentioned appliances, which is great because you can have what's called a smart home and you don't need to have anything fancy. I mean, you could have a thermostat. You could have, I think there's a stove now, a microwave. All of that stuff can be set up with the Amazon Echo. Just a word of caution, make sure when you purchase it, especially like with a thermostat, that it is going to work with the Amazon Echo, because there are other ways to do smart home stuff that doesn't include the Amazon Echo. And, you know, just make sure it's going to work. But it's great because then you can set the thermostat to 72 degrees or turn it up or turn it down all by voice commands, which is terrific. What else do we have here? You could use it as a calculator, which is really handy. A watch. The calendar function is terrific. And, you know, you could almost do a whole presentation just on setting appointments and listening to appointments. And of course, we're not going to do that. Just know that you can. And it makes it a whole heck of a lot more accessible for someone who is not able to get to their computer again. Making phone calls, the telephone directory is just so handy too, because you could ask to get a phone number for a certain business in your area. And usually it's pretty good. You'll have to experiment a little bit more with it to fine tune it. But one of the things that I used to hear all the time when I was doing an assessment with folks is that they couldn't read the newspaper anymore. And that, between that and driving, that was like at the top of the list for people, is getting back to reading the newspaper. So one of the things that I wanted to cover is getting back to reading the newspaper. And a lot of folks aren't aware that NFB Newsline is now available, and now available, it's been available for about a year now on the Amazon Echo. And, you know, if you call NFB or go to their website, anybody who's got a print disability really can sign up for it. Most states have it. So it's a freebie. It's easy to get connected. You want to get your username and your password. And then once you have that information, the very first time that you use it with your Amazon Echo, it's going to require that information. Granted, for some folks, it is still going to be much easier to pick up the phone and use it with a landline or the cell phone. You don't need a smartphone to use NFB Newsline. You just push buttons for the different things that you want. With the Amazon Echo, instead of pushing buttons, of course, you're going to use a verbal command. I'm going to preface this by saying that when I use NFB Newsline, I usually bring it up on my tablet and read it that way. I do not use it a whole lot on the Amazon Echo. So I'm by no means an expert, but I just wanted to give you a quick demonstration of how it works. So with luck, I'm going to turn mine on. Alexa, open National Federation.
Welcome to NFB Newsline. Hello, Newsline reader. What would you like to do?
Listen to the Boston Globe.
Reading in Boston Globe dated November 5th, 2021. In the arts section of the Boston Globe, there are 12 articles in this section.
Are you able to turn it up a little bit, Steve?
Dexter, New Blood is barely a cut above those formulaic final seasons television review. Dexter, New Blood is barely a cut above those formulaic final seasons television review.
Alexa,
by Matthew Gilbert.
Ask the National Federation to read the next article.
New Blood.
I can't find next article. Please try again.
Alexa, stop. I'm going to I'm going to stop at that point because I'll embarrass myself if I go further with this. The when you log in, you can also, and this is probably something I need to do at the moment, is you can say, Alexa, ask National Federation for help, and it will read you a nice help document. For those of you who want to work with a student or a client or something, go ahead and do that yourself, or you know, click on the link that I've got included in my outline, because that will give you the verbal commands rather than having me guess at a few more. I thought I knew a few of them before I started, but they just went out the door. The cool thing is you can skip from article to article. You can get a list of sections. You can get a list of articles. You can change the voice. You can change the voice speed, which is really cool. I mean, there's just a whole lot of flexibility. And my gosh, if you don't know this already, the NFB Newsline has got hundreds of newspapers. They've got a whole bunch of magazines. I'm not trying to promote Newsline. I just want to let you know that there are so many options for a person with an Amazon Echo and Newsline that they can get back to reading the newspaper without too much difficulty. The other thing that I want to mention here too is radio reading services. Now, for those of us who have been doing this for a little while, we remember the radio reading services as these nice little things that were, you know, we would take a little set-top box. It was kind of like a small FM radio box, and we'd deliver those to clients, and they'd turn them on when they wanted to listen to their local newspaper if we had the service in our community, and they'd listen to the live stream, or we would go to the secondary audio on the TV. I think that those things are still available in some communities, but they have definitely disappeared in other communities. And what happened was, starting about 15 years ago, a lot of these things migrated to the internet, which is really cool because a lot more people had access to them, if, of course, they could still use their tablet, their computer, or whatnot. And in many cases, maybe they were still working on developing those skills or getting back to those skills. The cool thing is, because they were broadcasting on the internet, now a lot of them are available using the Amazon Echo. And all you have to do is, you need to know the name of the radio reading service. And sometimes you have to do a little bit of playing around to make sure that it comes through. I can't tell you how many times I asked for a radio reading service and it works 1 hour, and maybe 2 hours later, I've got to tweak it a little. I'm still don't quite understand that. But one of your handouts, again, down below, is a list of radio reading services with commands that worked at the time that I was putting it together. It may have changed, so experiment a little. But there's about 20 radio reading services that you can get on the Amazon Echo pretty easily. And for many of them, you're going to drop into a live stream just the same way that you did back in the day when you turned your little FM receiver on and you would start and listen. So one of the things that I think would be really handy is for anybody who's using that to have a printed schedule. And you can usually get that from their website. A lot of these radio reading services are aggregated on a service called TuneIn. And you can go to TuneIn by going to tunein.com. And then there's a search box there. And in the search box, you might put radio reading services, audio information services, or just blind programs or blindness programs. Put in any kind of a search like that, and you're going to start seeing some of these radio reading services come up with information about the call letters on them and what the website is. So that might be a great place to go and try to get a schedule. Excuse me. So to give you an example, which I'll use a little bit later, if I knew that Down East Radio Reading Service, which is in North Carolina, played the Washington Post at 10 o'clock in the morning, if I, who am in Maine, maybe I'm not interested in the local North Carolina newspapers for the most part, but I am interested in the Washington Post. At 10 o'clock, I just go and I turn on Down East Radio Reading Service, and boom, I've got the Washington Post available to me. So you might want to do, if you're working with a client, you may want to just check out a couple of these to find out, you know, where some of the national newspapers like USA Today or New York Times or whatever is playing, and get a schedule for them, and, you know, they're good to go. So let's take a look at some of my examples, and I always say this with just a little bit of trepidation.
Steve, while you're in transition here, we do have questions that have come in.
Oh, please, yeah.
Do you have to subscribe to each one of the newspapers that you were talking about, I believe, on the NFB Newsline?
That's a great question. And no, you don't. Once you have subscribed to NFB Newsline, you have access to all of them. So as a subscriber, for example, I could have chosen Boston Globe, New York Times, any other, you know, the Washington Post, anything that I wanted to, which I think is just one of the huge benefits of NFB Newsline.
Awesome. Can you access Bard yet on the...
You know, you cannot. And I thought I had heard some rumors about Bard being added, and I could be lying, but I do think, you know, that's come up before in the past. And I think that there's probably something going on about having Bard added. But it would, you know, call your local NLS library and ask that question if they're willing to share that information. Great question, though.
Yeah, actually, somebody had also put into the question and answer area is that they have someone using the NLS Bard via the Echo Dot.
Wow. So if that is the case, then I'm a little bit behind the times, which is, and this isn't the first time, and perhaps it is available. I'm not sure. I would definitely double check, because you're right. That would be what some people call the killer app. You know, if you have Bard available on the Amazon Echo, that'd be awesome, right?
That would be great.
Yeah.
I would love to know if you can access Bookshare on the Amazon Echo.
I don't believe that you can. The best that you can get is, well, that said, you can get the Audible. So as a subscriber to Audible, you can get that connected, and it's great because it will pick up where you last left off. Even if you left off on your iPad, it will pick up in the most recent place. And you can also change your books. You can do a whole variety of things with your voice commands. So that's really quite cool. And Kindle, they're not all of your Kindle books you can read on the Amazon Echo, but a number of them can be read on the Echo. So those are two options.
Great. We have one other question that has come in is, can you set up an Uber or a Lyft yet?
Golly, you know, I don't know the answer to that. I want to say I don't know the answer to that. And again, great question. I think that the easiest way to set one of those up is go grandparent, and to do that by phone. But that's a great question to follow up on. Yeah.
Sounds like we're going to need a follow-up session for this one.
Maybe. I'm not even halfway through and I'm totally stumped already, you know, which is wonderful. And speaking of which, we didn't say this earlier, but Lori and I had talked about it ahead of time. If you have questions, as Cody said yesterday in a really wonderful presentation, feel free to derail the presentation. Go ahead, ask the question, and Lori will pass it along, and there we go. So that said, I've already been derailed a little bit. Oh, I think we were going to take a listen to a Down East Radio Reading Service, and let's see what happens. Alexa. Down East Radio Reading Service on TuneIn.
Down East Radio Reading Service from Steve's TuneIn.
In June, NCDOT said it expected to open the road by Christmas. It all hinged, the department said, on
so as you can tell, we kind of dropped in. It's the live stream, and I am just so darn grateful that it worked this time because, you know, well, really, Down East is one of the ones that I consider kind of a standard, either for a demonstration or sometimes if I just want to listen to something in the background, because it usually comes right up. And of course, leading up to the presentation, it was failing about half of the time. And I'm not sure why. Maybe it was the way I said it, but that just kind of gives you an example. And that one's from North Carolina. I don't know what their schedule is, but I do know that they play national newspapers. Another one that I'll share with you is Owl Radio Reading Service. And this one is based in Texas. And again, I'm just showing you this to show you how simple it is, knock on wood, to generally get these things started and rolling with some of your clients. Alexa, play OWL Radio Reading Service on TuneIn.
All radio from Steve's TuneIn.
Thursday at $15.78, an increase of just under 1% from Wednesday. Excuse me. Now on to some business briefs.
Alexa, stop. So I was really lucky in that I got both of them to work. But again, these, I feel like these commands are relatively easy to, you know, to share with somebody. And once it's on, it will play just as though it was one of the FM set-top boxes that we used to use, you know, back in the day. And, you know, there's a lot of entertainment there for it. So let's see, we've done our examples. The last example I want to show of radio reading services introduces the idea of a skill. A skill is simply a simple app for the Amazon Echo. I don't think Amazon would ever call them apps, but I do. A skill tends to be just a little bit more interactive. And sometimes you need to enable the skill by voice. Other times the skill needs to be enabled using the Alexa app. It used to be they all had to be enabled using the Alexa app. But these days, I just try to enable the skill by saying, open blah, blah, blah skill. And oftentimes it opens. So the one that I want to share is the Cincinnati Radio Reading Service. And the reason I want to introduce this is just to show you that it is a little bit more interactive. But the really cool thing is I've used this a couple of times, and I happen to know that they do have, say, for example, the Washington Post, but they have it listed as a program or a podcast. And what's great is that I can ask for that specifically. So I don't have to sit and listen until 10 o'clock or whenever it's scheduled to come on the live stream. I can just specifically ask for that using the skill, which is so cool. So then I can just listen to it when I want to listen to it. So let's see if this one works as well as the last couple. Alexa, open Cincinnati Radio Reading Services skill.
Welcome to the Cincinnati Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired skill. The audio information provided by RRS is produced and distributed exclusively for use by individuals who are blind, visually impaired, or physically unable to read print. This is under the authority of Section 121 of Title 17, the United States Code. You can say listen live to listen live, say a podcast name to play it directly, and you can also say directory to hear the program directory.
Washington Post.
Now playing Washington Post.
Post for Friday, the 5th of November, 2021. I'm Drew Logan.
House Alexa Democrats. Stop. New vote on so as you can see, I mean, wow, I'm batting 3 for 3. This is just, I'm stunned. I may have to take a moment here. But I had listened to the directory before a couple of days ago. And what was so nice about the directory was I just jotted down what I wanted, in this case, Washington Post, but there were a couple of other national newspapers. So again, somebody who's looking for just that, I mean, this is just one source of them. But the cool thing is I was able to go to it pretty quickly, get it, listen to it. I could have my cup of coffee, and, you know, it was all there and relatively easy. So that, and there are several other skills as well. I don't believe that I've done as good a job on the handout with the skills. You may want to explore just to see what other newspaper skills, and not just newspapers, there are plenty of other skills out there that are a lot of fun. So that kind of wraps up some of the newspapers or the newspaper stuff that I just wanted to introduce to you. What I'd like to do now, kind of the Washington Post as a podcast is a good way to segue into the whole notion of podcasts. And these days, you know, we're all listening to podcasts, and some of our news we're gathering with podcasts, but they're also great for entertainment. We have podcasts for adjustment. We have podcasts for low vision services, you name it. And I think that podcasts are just another way for us to gather information and also get entertainment if we want. So let's do a couple of examples of podcasts. And the first one, I'm going to do a little PR for my employer, and I hope you don't mind, but Hadley does a podcast, which comes out about twice a month, called Hadley Presents, and it's as good as any place to start. So let's get our assistant back up again. Alexa, play Hadley Presents on TuneIn.
Here's Hadley Presents, a conversation with the experts from TuneIn. Welcome. Here's life, law, and vision loss with Judge Tittell.
Inviting you to sit back, relax, and enjoy a conversation with the experts.
Alexa,
in this episode, Judge David Tittell joins us to share his story of continued...
For Chicago law firm. Also, Alexa, during that time, I served...
Rewind as 1 minute.
The founding director of the Chicago Lawyers Committee.
You have a fascinating life,
Alexa,
a very influential career, and
go
I'm
back.
So
one episode.
Diving into all of
playing, considering a white cane. Who? When? Why?
Welcome to Hadley Presents.
Alexa, stop.
I'm your host, Ricky Anger.
So with that one, I introduced a couple of, these are more global commands. And one of the really cool things about listening to podcasts using the Amazon Echo is, as you could see, I did a fast forward, I did a rewind, I skipped back. I mean, in the case of Hadley Presents, for example, Ricky's probably done 2.5 years worth of these podcasts. I don't even know how many hours. But let's say somebody just wanted to do some binge listening of this podcast or something else. You could just keep going back to previous episodes as much as you want, or you could just say, play the latest, Alexa, play the latest episode of Hadley Presents on TuneIn. The other thing I want to point out, too, is that in this case, I needed to specify TuneIn because that's the service that's kind of aggregating this. You don't always have to specify TuneIn, and I wish I could tell you why and why not. I just know that some of them seem to work better, and that's kind of my default. If I wanted to play a podcast, by default, I usually say... TuneIn, because that's what I have set up in my initial setup on the app. But the next one I'm going to share with you, I'm not going to use TuneIn when I ask for it, and I'm not sure why. It stopped responding when I put TuneIn at the end. So let's see if we can get the Vision Rehab podcast up. Alexa. Vision Rehab Podcast.
Here's Vision Rehab Podcast from TuneIn. Here's the doctor said there's nothing more she can do.
Hello and welcome to this episode of the Vision Rehab Podcast. My name is Steve Kelly and I'm a certified
Alexa.
Vision Rehab. So even though the Vision Rehab podcast is still being serviced by TuneIn, for some reason, when I used TuneIn in the past, I started getting something completely different. Again, don't know why, but in this case, the Vision Rehab podcast, you do not want to say it. And I also noticed for some reason that TuneIn does not have the latest episode. It has the episode from October, just as an FYI. Again, do I know why? Haven't a clue. It's just one of those things that got real quirky. But the reason that I shared that, I'm going to talk about the Vision Rehab podcast as an example a little bit later. That was one that I started about a year and a half ago in advance of doing a similar presentation for ABRT, because I simply wanted to see, okay, how difficult is it to set up a podcast and have it play on Amazon Echo? I mean, can the rest of us do this, or do you have to be a professional podcaster? And the answer is that really the rest of us can do that, but we're going to get to that in just a moment. So do we have a couple of questions? Did I see a few come up?
Yeah, we have one asking about, do you have any ideas for accessing children's books?
Gosh, I do not. You know, if you were able to get a children's book on Audible, or if you got a children's book on Kindle and do a little bit of experimenting, I think that would be a great way to, you know, to do like that, the bedtime story at night, if you wanted, if you had your Amazon Echo in the room or something, that might be a good way. I'm sure that there are other ways to do it, but those are the two that kind of come to the top of my head.
Awesome. We have a really great comment. I just feel like I have to share it. That sure. Reminding me of how I've just scratched the surface on what the Alexa can do. And I completely agree with that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It goes on and on. And don't by any means think that, you know, after listening to this, that, you know, you're still just kind of scratching the surface. It can go really deep, I think. But thank you. That's great.
Just somebody else had commented about that it sounds like whatever we do on the Echo, we have to nitpick the language that we use to make that happen.
You know, and I almost don't want to agree with that, but I do have to agree with that. I feel like, you know, I have experimented a number of times. And like I said, you know, it seemed like maybe last week it worked okay. And I don't know what throws it off. But it's not insurmountable. I guess that's the reason I don't want to agree with it. It's like, yeah, okay. So I've got to change things a little bit, but you know, and I think that's something we can share with ourselves and our consumers, just experiment a little bit. It's all natural language for the most part. So just try something else, or refer back to the Saturday Night Live video where you just try it. I don't know, try another name or something like that. And see if that works.
There you go. Yeah. And going back to our Uber question, somebody had put into our chat is that they had just tested on their own Echo Dot, and it looks like there is an Uber skill that you can enable to help you get a ride.
Now that is totally awesome. Mm-hmm. And that's completely new to me. And I think that's one of the wonderful things about these kinds of presentations, where it's like, now I have a presentation for next year. You know, using Uber or something to share with a client later in the day.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, thank you.
She said, try asking Alexa to call an Uber and see what happens.
Cool. And follow the prompts. That is something that I've found seems to work with some of these skills too. If you start it, sometimes you get enough prompting that you can actually make your way through it pretty easily, again, using natural language. So that's very cool.
Okay. We have another question of, can certain Amazon devices be used for home security?
Yeah, I do believe
Google Nest.
Yeah, I do believe that there are a bunch of different home security things. There are locks. You would have to do a search on it, but yes, there's a lot of that stuff out there under the auspices of the smart home. So yeah, definitely look. You know, I don't know that much about the whole smartphone or the smart home. I do know that it has gotten so much easier to use the Amazon Echo with some of these different appliances or security devices. So yeah, it's definitely something to look in and look into. And I think it's a lot more usable for folks these days. Great question.
Awesome. And then We have one more comment as of right now, that one of their clients renovated his home to connect Alexa to his electrical system, and he uses Alexa to turn on and off the ceiling lights as he enters the room or exits the room. He also uses that as a dimmer when giving his commands to Alexa.
Cool. Yeah, the whole lighting thing, and this truly would be another presentation for someone else or myself. The whole lighting thing is absolutely fascinating, especially for our low vision folks, because you can get, you know, a smart light bulb, and there's nothing particularly fancy about it. You simply put it into the, screw it into the light socket, connect it to the Amazon Echo, and a lot of them, you can get different spectrums of light. So if you've got somebody who does better, for example, with a softer or a yellow light, you know, so often some of the new light bulbs, the LEDs have got a bluer tint. Not everybody does real well with those. So with the Amazon Echo and some of these light bulbs, you can change the spectrum of light. So it's going to serve the client a whole lot better without getting, you know, anything fancier than that light bulb. It is just, it's a real game changer, I think, for lighting. And the person who put that in the chat, that's one of the simplest things, turning it on, turning it off, dimming it, that sort of thing. But trust me, there's a lot more you can do with the lighting. And, you know, it's really something to look into, for sure. That's a great chat.
Our chat is about having that they've created printed phrases for their client in a font and size that works for the client, that has, so they have a cheat sheet or of phrases that they're going to be learning. So that would be
great.
Have another session next year that tells us all about this stuff. I don't even know if I want to wait till next year.
You know, that's a great idea. And I think what you'll find is, I didn't mention this or didn't get to that point yet, on both the podcast and the radio reading services, what I tried to do in both of those handouts is to give you the right phrases to use with the Amazon Echo. And I believe those are both in large print. And so you can go ahead and download them. And just FYI, if you don't get them in the resources tab down below, they're not there today, but later this afternoon or tomorrow, I'll put them on Low Vision Tech at the very home page, and you just go there and you can download them so that you can print them out and feel free to distribute them to your clients. I'm A-okay with you passing them along if they're helpful. So that's a terrific idea. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. All right. One question for right now is, can you call 911 with Alexa?
I don't believe that you can. And again, that may have changed. I think at one point you could not. What you can do, I believe, and, you know, I stand to be corrected if anybody knows the answer to this for sure, you can set up an emergency contact person that you can call. I think that there are a couple of skills that would, you know, if you use the right phrase, like, I need help, it may make a call to a family member or something like that. I do not believe it's going to call your emergency number. But again, that could have changed. Originally, that was not possible. So I'm open to anybody else. If anybody knows that definitively, please pop it in the chat so we all know.
All right. And just one last thing, that we have about 10 more minutes in this session. So just to give you the time.
All right, so I'm going to cover some of this stuff kind of quickly and a little bit perhaps out of order as I go through it quickly. With the idea of the podcast, I started thinking, and I hope I did this with the Vision Rehab podcast, I started thinking, what can we do for our clients? You know, if we have content that we want to share, maybe it's with the agency, maybe it's something we're working on with that particular client. Maybe it's just to give them practice on something. And I started kicking that around and I thought, okay, well, how can we do that? Because it used to be creating a podcast wasn't the easiest thing in the world. In the outline, I talk about, you know, creating the podcast the hard way, the old way, and creating the podcast the easy way, which is one of the things that I think the Amazon Echo allows us to do. So real quickly, one of the keys here is the Amazon Echo Blueprints. And if you have any interest in this, go to blueprints.amazon.com. And what you're going to find is a couple of different templates. And one of the templates that I experimented with was something called, I just created Vision Rehab Facts. And the template was there. I just had to add like 12 or 15 facts related to vision rehab. And the template made it a skill for me. I had to do like a little bit of tweaking to get it to work. But let's see if we can get Vision Rehab Facts to come up. Alexa, play Vision Rehab Facts.
Welcome to Vision Rehabilitation Facts. Let's start. Radio reading services read newspapers and magazines over the radio or internet. Most often you do not need a doctor's referral for vision rehab services. Ready to hear some more?
Yes.
A national directory of vision rehab services can be found at visionaware.org under directory of services.
Alexa,
a vision rehab therapy.
Stop.
Okay, come back soon.
I will. I'm smiling because my next door neighbor, who sometimes comes over and sucks the leaves off of my front lawn, has just come by, and I thought, oh, what perfect timing. So if you hear a tractor in the background, that's the next door neighbor. The other blueprint that I did was is something that works with flash briefing. And the flash briefing, if you don't know, is something you set up in the Alexa app. And there it is. And I can set up news feeds that I would like. So for me, you know, I set up NPR, but you could set up CNN, you could set up Fox, you could set up all kinds of different news feeds. And I created a news feed called Vision Rehab News. And it was so easy to do. You could either do it as a blog where you type in, I think, up to 500 or 600 words, or you could do it with a microphone. And I chose the microphone. You have 5 minutes. You can do it right from the website. Nothing complicated. Once you have it done and saved, it will appear in a person's flash briefing if they ask for it, and it will update weekly or daily, depending. There's no way I would have daily news, and to be honest with you, I can't even keep up with it weekly. But here, I'm just going to play my flash briefing to give you an idea of how this would work. Alexa, play my flash briefing.
Here's your flash briefing. In NPR News.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Corba Coleman.
From lowvisiontech.com, Vision Rehabilitation News.
Hello, this is Steve Kelly here. I'm a nationally certified vision rehabilitation therapist, and I've got a few tips for anyone with
Alexa,
a recent...
Stop.
So you can see, you could almost do like a newsletter or something like that. And really, that last one probably took me, 10 or 15 minutes to do. Granted, I knew a little bit about it. And I know that we're probably down to two or three minutes. The last one I'll tell you about is Anchor, anchor.fm, anchor.fm. That's the way I did the Vision Rehab podcast. What's so cool about Anchor is it's free. You can download it to your smartphone or your tablet. It has everything on it. It has the sound effects. It has the ability to record the podcast. Once you put it all together, and it really is relatively simple to do, it will then distribute it to Apple iTunes, TuneIn, Spotify, all kinds of different places. So really, doing a podcast, and I would love for us to do like 5 or 10 vision rehab podcasts and just get them out there. Wouldn't that be the coolest thing in the world? Get the word out there about TVI's vision rehab folks, O&Mers, and just have our own podcast. So go check out anchor.fm if you have any interest in it. It's pretty simple to do. And that's as what do I have? Maybe a minute or two left?
Yeah, we have a couple of minutes.
The last thing I just wanted to cover again was privacy. You know, in my house, I've got an Amazon Echo, and I also have a Google Home. And in some ways, I've just kind of thrown privacy to the wind because I realized that there are privacy issues with them. I use mine all the time. I use them while I'm writing. I use them for work, blah, blah, blah. They're incredibly handy devices. That said, I think anyone who's using it needs to know the microphone is always on. You can shut it off by pressing a button on the top of it or unplugging it. But as long as the Echo is on, it's recording and listening for the wake word. If you talk to Amazon or Google, of course, they tell you, oh yeah, it's only 20 seconds before we hear the wake word. That's the only thing that we hang on to. I'm inclined to believe them. I don't know if I'm being silly about this. The reason I bring it up is I just think it's important for people to know. And the things that you ask are recorded to the Alexa app. So, for example, if your son set up your Amazon Echo and you're asking questions, adding things to the shopping list or whatever, if he wanted to, he could pull that information up and read through it. I think it's just important for people to know that. So there is a link at the bottom of my outline for privacy guidelines. It may be worth checking out just so that you're aware that there are privacy issues. And lastly, for anybody who is so inclined, if you could pop in the chat other ways that you think we could use the Amazon Echo to promote our field or our profession, I'd love it. We may not have time for it, but it would be great to hear from a few of them.
Hey, Steve, we actually have that question in a poll that I can put out, and then they can just type right into it.
Yeah, please.
And then that way it gives us a list of things that people have said.
Yeah, that would be awesome. That would be just awesome. Do we have time to share any of that, or are we about out?
I think we have maybe 2 more minutes.
Cool. Let's see what we get. I think that there are some great opportunities there, and I can't say that I've been hugely successful with the Vision Rehab podcast. I see that I probably get about 50 or 60 plays a month from it, which is awesome. That's, you know, I wasn't hoping for fame or glory from it. But I really do think it's an opportunity for all of us to try to help promote the field and maybe get some of those important issues out that our consumers are really struggling with. I feel like Jeopardy or something like that.
That they are seeing the poll.
And, you know, you can get a hold of me by emailing lowvisiontech@gmail.com. Lowvisiontech, it's TECH @gmail.com. Send me your ideas. I would love to hear more ideas about how we can use the Amazon Echo. And you can always check out lowvisiontech.com, which is where I'll put the resources if you don't get them down below.